In 1999, Jody Glynn Patrick was diagnosed with a rare form of late-stage inflammatory breast cancer. After months of poking and prodding, draining and dreading the worst, Jody was finally told what she had known all along. What the doctors had been denying had been doubling dangerously fast.
It happened so fast that most of my energy then was spent on trying to figure out how to prepare my children. So I was trying to figure out how my son, who was 15, would be taught to drive, who was going to go to parent-teacher conferences if I were too ill or not there. And I think really facing one's mortality took much more energy than trying to figure out who to be mad at.
The cancer was there, red hot and angry. There was no turning back the clock, no time for resentment. Only the bitter reality of packing up her life for a one-way trip, preparing for a future she'd probably never see. Facing slim to none prospects, a positive outlook is what kept Jody's hopes alive.
The diagnosis led to a prognosis that I had about 18% chance of living 1 year. However, the only statistics that matter day to day are 0 and 100%. You're either alive or you're not. And every day that I'm alive, I'm alive.
Staying alive, though, took everything she had. Putting one foot in front of the other meant rationing her resources.
When I woke up in the morning, I would think, my charge is way low. I only have enough energy to get dressed. I couldn't even imagine going to work.
But somehow, Jody managed to muster the strength. Husband Kevin at her side every step of the way.
The strength of the book is that I very clearly talk about the experience of being a cancer patient, and here's Kevin writing about, today I'm watching her outside with the dog and they're doing their dance and it's beautiful and I marvel that I have this moment, and he writes the love story.
A poignant blending of their parallel experiences. During exposes topics most other cancer books leave unexplored. Thoughts of suicide, fights with faith, the everyday indignities of living with a lopsided chest, the complexities of intimacy, the words that don't connect.
One of the things that Jody and I really didn't do well during the treatment was communicate well. I was always worried that something I would say would hit her wrong and upset her. So in between recovery from the surgery and going on chemotherapy, lots of things changed in her physiologically.
You know, I would look in the mirror, and first I shaved my head, and then, of course, it all fell out, and then my eyebrows were gone, and then my eyelashes were gone, and I felt like my face was disappearing. Meanwhile, I had mastectomy scars, and I'm looking at myself and going, how could he be interested? I look at myself, and I'm repulsed with the overall.
So, you know, I'd wake up next to her, and I'd want to. In truth, I was afraid to make a move on her because every time I touched her, it either made her feel weird or it hurt. I found myself being satisfied just making sure she was alive. I mean, sex to us became something that was not talked about very often and rarely, if ever, done.
What Jody missed most, though, was seeing people smile.
I just wanted to see laughter. I felt that I was mustering it for everyone else.
People always felt they had to be respectfully serious of what she was going through. So to lift their spirits, Jody wore butterfly decals on her bald head.
When the caterpillar thinks that the end of the world is near, suddenly he is a butterfly. There is that kind of renewal and that flight. And I felt that I was very earthbound with the pain. I was very earthbound with the treatment and the nausea. But I still had a soul, and I still could listen to music, and I still could appreciate what a gift life was. And these things were of the spirit, and that's really where I lived. And that was the butterfly that was up and above everything that was happening down here.
Perspective and trust ultimately set Jody free. A friend had sent a card with a quote by Patrick Overton, which to this day she keeps on her desk at work.
When you come to the edge of all the light that you've known, and you are about to step off into the darkness, faith is knowing that one of two things will happen. Either there will be solid ground to stand on, or you will be taught to fly. And then we added, during, the lesson is flight.
With each passing day, Jody continues to beat the odds. Doctors now give her a 35% chance of living another year. Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio. If you want a butterfly.